As Sherabindo says, with the divine eyes when you look at the world, you must see first of all the sovereign Lord everywhere. You should see the one self which is equal everywhere. And thirdly, you should see the masks. And see behind the mask how much the force has manifested, what degree of manifestation, how it is tending towards the higher and higher. And what we call vibhuti is nothing but a very special becoming when some kind of explosion takes place. In a sense, as I said, everything is vibhuti. What is not a vibhuti? Everything is a special manifestation of the divine. But we call vibhuti in a special sense when that explosion takes place and there is some kind of a superb manifestation of a quality or power or personality or virtue or whatever, and there is a presence of something that is very great, vishesha bhuti, vibhuti, that which is special becoming, specially great, that is what is called vibhuti. Some kind of perfection, not entire perfection. Perfection in the sense of maximum, not in the sense of sovereignty and unity. Wherever there is a movement which seems maximum at a given time, where the potency has increased to the maximum degree, and where the actualized values are enhanced to the maximum level. Whatever field you are seeing, yes, that's right. It's not the totality. In whatever you see in the world, there are different departments, different domains. Wherever you see potency rising to what we can call maximum, I told you when it is maximum, it is a limit of a field. Wherever you find maximum potency and wherever you find a further increase to actualized values, whatever values have been already actualized, then those values are enhanced still further by some addition, by some increase. This is the mark of vibhuti. Now, it is this definition that we should keep in mind when Sri Krishna now describes the vibhutis. But even before describing vibhutis, Sri Krishna tells us Aham Atma Gurakesha Sarabhuta Ashaya Sthitaha. This is the very first statement where he says himself, his own self, which is equal in everywhere, which is the origin of everything, that you must perceive first. Aham Atma Gurakesha. Gurakesha is the epithet of Arjuna, one who has conquered sleep. Aham Atma Gurakesha Sarabhuta Ashaya Sthitaha. I am seated in everything that becomes. So, first you see that. In a sense you might say, I am myself the first vibhuti. Aham Atma Gurakesha Sarabhuta Ashaya Sthitaha. Aham adishcha madhyamcha bhutanam anta evacha. I am the beginning, I am the middle, I am the end of everything. So before you can see vibhutis in the world, you must see first of all the divine everywhere. That's the first condition of this perception of vibhuti. Now comes the enumeration. At a first sight it might seem that this enumeration is pell-mell, without any kind of order. But if you examine thoroughly this whole list which is given, you will find there are three important descriptions given here. The description of that which is superhuman. Description of gods. Description of invisible objects. Invisible realities. On the other hand, description of great physical objects. That which is supraphysical, that which is superhuman, that which is invisible, the supraphysical worlds, and then on the other hand, the physical world, and objects of the physical world, and then the human beings. You will see these three descriptions coming now and then. So first of all, the gods. Adityanam aham Vishnuhu. Among the sons, I am Vishnu. According to the Vedic knowledge, there are 12 Adityas. Vishnu, Varuna, Pushan, Anshu, Dhantri, Indra, Aryaman, Bhaga, Mitra, Parjanya, Dvasta. These are the 12 Adityas which have been described in the Vedic knowledge. Out of these 12, I am Vishnu. That is to say, if you want to see the maximum of Aditya, then you will find him in Vishnu. Jyotisham Ravihi Anshuman. Among the lights, I am the bright sun. Marichihi Marutam. There are 49 Maruts according to Vedic knowledge, of which Marichi is one kind of a special kind of wind. So I am specially Marichi among all the Maruts. Nakshatranam aham Shashi. Among the constellations, I am Shashi, I am the moon.